You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, you close your eyes and let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows. And because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can't stay asleep. And not mind while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you lack in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind. But you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily. And with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Just listen with your subconscious mind. And when you're listening very, very carefully, your head can now nod yes. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep. And let your subconscious mind listen to me. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you lack in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind. But you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily. And with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Just listen with your subconscious mind. And when you're listening very, very carefully, your head can now nod yes. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep. And let your subconscious mind listen to me. Now feel yourself become twice as relaxed, twice as deep. Just let go. I want you now to imagine that you are standing in front of a house. This is an unusual house. It's 12 feet high, 12 feet wide, 36 feet long. There are three rooms, one behind the other. And this structure stands over the basement. There are three steps that lead up to the house. I want you to walk up and open the front door. As you do, you step into the first room. It's a very unusual room because there is only one piece of furniture in the room, a reclining chair. The carpeting, the walls, the ceiling, and the upholstery on the chair are all a beautiful sunny yellow. This is the yellow room. The chair looks so inviting that you walk over to it, sit down in it, and push it back into a reclining position. You feel so relaxed, and as you do, you let your mind drift to a pleasant experience of the past 30 days. A pleasant experience of the past 30 days. And now that memory causes you to feel even more relaxed. But it's time to get up from the chair and move on to the second doorway and step inside. This room is almost identical to the first, except the color is gold. This is the gold room, and there is that reclining chair in the center of the room. Since your experience was so good the first time, you walk to that reclining chair again, sit down in it, and now you just lean back. As you do, you bring into your mind the memory of a very pleasant experience of the past 12 months, the past year. All right. It's time to get up from that chair, and you move into the third room. This is the blue room. It's exactly like the first two, except for the color. You walk to that chair, you sit down in it, and you lean back. But as you lean back, there is something very interesting occurring. What is occurring is that the chair now is on a hydraulic hoist, and it begins to slowly move down. It is going down into that lower level, passing right down through the floor. As you are going right down, deeper, sitting in a very relaxed, comfortable position. Now it stops, and you are down into the basement. Now as you stand up from the chair, there is one door ahead with a sign that says, "The Room of Nothingness." You walk to the door, turn the knob, and step inside. As you do, your eyes narrow down and you hesitate, because it is very dim in this room and the door closes behind you. There is a strange feeling beneath your feet, because you are standing on a foam rubber pad which is 3 inches thick. Now the door is closed and your eyes slowly become accustomed to the gloom. There is a kind of a rosy glow in the room. You take a few more steps in and decide to just sit down. Now you sit down and you feel this soft foam, 3 inches thick, cradling you so comfortably that you just decide to lay back. Now all the light is gone and the room is filled with nothingness. As you lie there, that nothingness moves across your mind. Your mind is filled with nothingness. If you see your eyes in the mirror, then you are triggered and enhance your desire to be more feminine and the feminine changes will grow. If you see your body in the mirror, then your desire is triggered to make a diet and exercise until the weight of 52 kilograms is reached. Every time you hear or read your male name, it will trigger your desire to be in bondage and your desire will double to wear female fetish wear like latex and liquid. You will be happy being more feminine and each time you are dressed as a feminine your self-confidence will grow. You feel comfortable showing your new feminine side in the public. When you dress and act feminine, it is the most liberating feeling you ever felt in your life. People's opinions toward gross dressing and transgender are meaningless when you are dressed feminine. And every time you act and become more feminine, the changes lock in at that level. You will automatically show female gestures and will forget about male gestures. Your body language is now completely female. The more you try to resist or undo the changes, the stronger your feminine gestures and body language will become. You can prime T stop it, you can prime to fight it. It is absolutely normal when other people see you in feminine clothing. If other people laugh or smile at you or even insult you when they see your feminine behavior or looks, You will feel better and more feminine and self-confident than ever before, and your desire to be feminine increases. You will stop thinking about what your friends would think or do when they see you dressed as a woman. You will ask other females and friends to help you being feminized. Being feminine makes you happy and you want to be happy. If you feel humiliated by acting and dressing like a woman, the changes will come faster and stronger. If you try to resist the changes, you will instantly fall into deepest trance and you are instantly forced to act and dress up feminine without thinking. And as a punishment, you will show yourself in the public wearing revealing outfits and makeup. Masturbating will increase your desire to be feminine and it will trigger your desire to promote the necessary changes. Dancing like a go-go dancer is what you truly want to do every day. And you will dance for 1 hour every day. If you dance like a go-go dancer, your desire to go out dressed in sexy revealing outfits and dance in a disco will increase. You will simply pop out of trance if you try to remove your femininity. You will start walking like a woman, placing one foot before the other and moving your hips. That will happen automatically. You will forget about walking like a man. You will start talking like a woman with a high-pitched voice, all the time. You will simply forget how to speak like a man. Every time you see another woman, your desire and will to start looking and acting more feminine will increase. Every time you see another man, your desire to submit to men will grow. Cross-dressing lowers your desire to dress masculine. You will only wear male clothing on occasions when feminine clothing would endanger you. You will follow the suggestion perfectly to the letter until the changes are complete. The more you try to resist, the faster the changes will come upon you. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 3. When I reach the number 3, you will open your eyes and awaken. But you will not remember what you did while hypnotized right now. You will not remember what happened during this session. You will not even remember that you went under. After you open your eyes, you will start dressing up as a girl. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 3. When I reach the number 3, you will open your eyes and awaken. But you will not remember what you did while hypnotized right now. You will not remember what happened during this session. You will not even remember that you went under. After you open your eyes, you will start dressing up as a girl. After the track ends, you will not remember that you heard it. Here we go. One, coming up a little. Two. 3. Wake up.